A snowstorm is underway across portions of northern New York and also northern Vermont. In those spots, it has been snowing this afternoon. The snow will continue through the night into the day tomorrow before tapering off to some snow showers and flurries by tomorrow afternoon. Now, it's these areas that stay all snow from the Adirondacks over to Lake Champlain that will see the most snow, very likely ending up in the range of 6 to 12 inches by this time the storm winds down. Farther south, it's going to be a much different story. First of all, farther south, there has been little to no precipitation this afternoon. We'll start to see precipitation break out as we head into tonight. Now, the farther south you go, the more in the way of mixing and also rain that will occur with this system. So we're going to see an icy mix and rain break out across much of the rest of the area heading through tonight. And then late tonight into tomorrow morning, as cold air wraps in behind the storm, we're likely to see the rain go over to an icy mix, ending as a period of snow. And there's the potential that there are going to be slippery spots on area roadways tonight into the day tomorrow. Now, in areas that change to snow late tonight into tomorrow morning, there should not be a great deal of accumulation. So, for example, the Albany area, I don't think the accumulation is going to be that big of a concern. Though in some of the higher spots to the west of Albany through, say, the Helderbergs into the Catskills, and some of the higher spots east of Albany through portions of the Taconics, Berkshires, and Southern Greens, those spots may see at least a couple of inches of snow accumulation with the lighter amounts in the valleys. And then farther south, it's going to be raining late tonight into tomorrow morning's commute before a transition over to an icy mix, ending as a period of snow. But with that rush of cold coming, it's the concern that the roads may ice up in spots as temperatures drop below the freezing mark during tomorrow afternoon. Again, the snow should taper off by lunchtime. We'll have some scattered snow showers tomorrow. It's going to be very cold tomorrow night into Wednesday, and it's still going to be on the chilly side during the day on Thursday, so a real winter feel is ahead for the next couple of days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, snow, mixing with sleet or freezing rain away from the Canadian border, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, snow tapering to snow showers, windy and cold, with highs only in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, snow likely, an icy mix or rain changing to snow from the Mohawk River on south, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, snow tapering to snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, a low around 40. And then for tomorrow, rain ending as a mix of ice and snow, windy, early highs in the 40s, temperatures will drop sharply during the day. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy, a wintry mix likely, a low around 30. Tomorrow, a wintry mix early, changing to snow, then tapering to snow showers. Windy, an early high in the low 30s. Temperatures will drop into the 20s during the day. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, maybe a few snow showers. Breezy and very cold, with highs in the 20s. And there's a chance of flurries on Thursday, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.